Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Ayin Beis, and we continue with Perek HaMazmin, and we're in the middle of a conversation. We're in the middle of trying to figure out what the pshat of our Mishnah is. So we had on yesterday's daf, and again, the shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we're trying to figure out how much Shumas Meiser to take from that second basket. Remember, remember the case. There are two baskets of Tevel, and there are three cases in the Mishnah. Case number one, where he says, Maishus of A should be in B. Fine, beautiful, good, that works, because one is allowed to do that. Let's say they're next to each other. Let's say they're called Minha Mukaf. He's treating them as one unit. He said, the Maishus of one should be in the other. That works, that's fine. Case number two, if he says the Maishus of A should be in B and then B should be in A, that does not work, because once you do part one, so then the basket number one is Pater, is Misukan, and then it would be Minha Pater al Hachiv, and therefore that would not be good. Unless you say, case number three of the Mishnah, Masrosehen Maishus Kalkala Bechaverta, where you say that it should be simultaneous. Each Maishus should be within each other, so that works, because there's no simultaneity, and each of the Maestros are within the other one. And we mentioned the Tosfos at Temura, the comment on Dav Dalid. What about the principle of Kol She'ena B'Zechar Zeh Afil B'Basachas Eino? Right, if it's, you can't do a B'Zechar Zeh even B'Basachas. So we said, it must be that the Umdana is that when he says, I want the Maestros of A should be in B, it should be that you're leaving out a little bit of A that's still Tevel that you're going to use for the Maestros of B. Okay, and I mentioned, I didn't get to do it, but I mentioned the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Nedarim, where Reb Chaim explains the Shita of the Rambam, where the Rambam says regarding the Hakama and Hafara. By Hakama and Hafara, if the Baal says Mukam Lach and Mufar Lach, or Mufar Lach and Mukam Lach, the regular principle of Kol She'ena B'Zechar Zeh doesn't apply. Just to mention the Yesod, without getting into the details of the Rambam, just to mention what he says there, he says the principle of Kol She'eno only applies when the reason that it cannot apply B'Zechar Zeh is because of a halachic reason. If halacha is the reason why, once you have one chalos, you can't do the second chalos because they're contradictory chaluyos, like marriage and divorce are contradictory chaluyos, or marriage and two marriages that are two sisters that are contradictory. But if you have a different reason why it can't apply one after the other, then you don't apply the principle of kol she'ena b'zechar zeh. So the Rambam says, for example, if a husband says mufar lach and then says mukam lach, he says to his husband's wife, I'm made for the neder. And then he says, I'm making the neder. The reason that doesn't apply is not because they're contradictory. It's just that once you say mufar lach, then the neder doesn't exist. It's not there. And you can't be make him something that is not there. Right? That's different than a halachic reason, a status that is anti the previous, that goes against the previous status. So there, the Reb Chaim says, that's not where the principle applies of Kol She'eno B'Zer Chazeh Afil B'Asach HaSeino. This is the Reb Chaim, Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chaf Beis, where he talks about that principle. But that Petosis in Temura, Dav Dalid quotes our Mishnah, our Gemara there, the Gemara there in Temura, Dav Dalid quotes our Mishnah, and says it's not a violation of that because of the Umdana. Okay, so then we went into, so how exactly do you do this? Right, if you want to take off the Maestros of, let's say case number one, right? You want to take off the Maestros of A in B, or let's say case number two, where only the first step worked, the second step didn't work. So what do you do? So the Mishnah explained how you figure out the details. So we went with the Shita of the Gra, right? The Gra was very elaborate and tells us exactly what to do. He says we're only talking about the Trumas Meiser, because the Truma was already taken in the Gorin. And Meiser Rishon, really the Yisrael could pay for. He could pay the Levi and he could keep it himself. And the Meiser Sheni you can redeem onto money. So the only thing they have to worry about, take actually out of the basket, is the Trumas Meiser. So to figure out how much the Trumas Meiser, you have to figure out how much Meiser Rishon to take out. So that's what the Gemara says. And the first opinion of the Gemara, the Braisa says, you have to take out basically two figs, two tenths of a fig, and 2/100 of a fig. Right? That was the calculation. Now, how do we do it? If you remember, first you have to figure out the Meiser Rishon, and then you have to figure out the Trumas Meiser, and then double it. Right? That's how the Gra said, because the Umdan is that he wanted to give the same from each basket. So once you get from the first, then you know how much from the second. So we said, Maaser Rishon, according to the Gra, is always a ratio of 1 to 9. Right? If you're taking it, let's say, you have 100, you take 10. So every one is Misake 9. So 1 to 9. So for 90 in the first basket, you take out 10. For 9 in the first basket, you take out 1. And what do you have left? You have 9, you've taken out 11. 11 has worked for 99 so far. So then you have 1 left. So what do you do for that 1 left? So you take out 1 ninth, for that last one, but you have one tenth of a fig, not mesukin yet. That's left over, and that's going to be Shmuel's problem, as we'll start off today, right? That you'll never finish. But either way, that's as much as you get. You take that amount of Maaser Rishon. Then you take 1/10 of each of step two, right? 1/10 of 10, and 1/10 of 1, and 1/10 of 1/9. So altogether, it equals 1.11 figs. Double that to gave for both of the baskets, 2.22. That's the total. And that's what the Gemara says that one has to take. Good. That was the Shita of the Braisa. So now the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar Lo Matzi Tanita. Shmuel says that can't be. It can't be that it's 2.22 altogether. Why? Because as we said, as we mentioned the calculation yesterday, as the Gemara alluded to, as you keep taking 1 to 9, so you take 10 for 90 and 1 for 9, and then you have 1 left, so you take 1/9, and then there's a little bit left, and you have to take 1/9. You keep having to take 1/9. You'll never get to zero, because there'll always be a little bit left. There'll always be a little bit left that won't be mesukah, and it'll never finish. So that's basically what the Gemara says in a different way. In a different way, but that's what the Gemara says. Shmuel says, it can't be this calculation, because you always do 1/9 of 1 to 9, that ratio, so then you'll never finish everything. So in Yasif Chadal Eser, if you take off 1 for every 10, right, if you're mafish 10, which means 10 for the sec, right, 10 in the second basket, for 90 in the first basket. So if you take off 10, you want to take off, usually, if you take it off from one basket, let's see, if you took off all the maestros, we said yesterday, from within, it's 10 for the whole 100. Right, that's what we would have said. But if you try to do that in the second basket, that's not good enough. Right, so if meisiv chad lemeya, right, you have to worry about that you only rectify 90. Right, as we said, it's only a 1 to 9 ratio, so you have to be mafresh another fig for the 10 left. But really, that only covers 9 of them, as we said earlier. So therefore, you'd have to keep going. Vein yasiv chad lemeya. That if you take off 100th. 1/100th of what used to be 100, that's how the Gemara says, it's Rech L'meisiv Chadal Elef, that you have to leave another 1/10 of a fig. 1/10 of a fig, which is 1,000 of them in the basket. In Yasav Chadal Elef, and if you do take that off, Rech Meisiv Chadal Asara Alfin, it keeps getting smaller, it'll keep being 1/10 of what's left, and it'll never get down to zero. Right? That's how the Gra reads the Gemara. Look at the Gra. V'yadayin Nishar Chelek Meya. Echad shlo nisar aleha v'zorach lechalik ozu achilek gamki lasara taino lechelke alafim u'mafrish al tishach hayetak chelek echalachim afilu chelek alaf echad v'haynu v'chulu v'adayin isho achilek echad echad v'lo techalik ozu lasara v'chein la'olam v'chein la'olam. You'll never get to zero. Be misakin everything. So says Shmuel, that can't be the pshat of the Mishnah of what you're supposed to do in the second basket. So the Gemara doesn't say what you're supposed to do. So you just have to fill in, what are you supposed to do? So the Mefarshim, the Gemara explains, it means you take off 2 and 2/9. 2 and 2/9. Why? Because it's 11 in the second basket for 99, and then it's 1/9 for 1. So 11 and 1/9, 10% of that is 1 1/9, and double that, 2 2/9. So 2 2/9 instead of 2.22. So that is the different calculation that Shmuel does. You never do 1/10; you do the 1/9, and in that way, you'd be able to take it all. Right? That's what the Gra says. Tzarech lomar shnei teinim v'shnei tishuin v'sulo. Okay. Little slight difference in the figuring out of the Gemara. Next, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, what is Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina commenting on? We'll go with the pshat of the Ma'arav Fulda and the Gemara of Chaim Kanievsky. It's going on the second case of the Mishnah. What's the second case? Remember, case number one is I wanted Maestros A and Maestros B. Fine. But now, what happens in the second case when you try to do both? I want Maestros of A into B to be in B, and as a B to be in A. So that doesn't work. But says the Gemara, you've also violated. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina al Harishona based on the first basket over basay v'alashniyah basay v'losasay. The first one, by saying, take the maestros of A and B, I violated the assay. The assay of what? The Gemara is going to explain. The pasuk of Mishpatim, Malayaschav Demacha Lo Sacher. Right? The pasuk of doing everything in order. Doing everything in order. And you're not doing things in order in basket number one, as we'll see. And Vashniya Basay Velo Saseh. But in the second one, it's even worse. Not only the assay of in order, but, the Lo Saseh of Bal Ta'acher, of going out of order. As we'll see. Al Rishona over Ba'asei Shokavash Deshivas Ka'achas. Where he's supposed to do everything in order. He's supposed to do Maeser Rishon before Maeser Sheni. By saying all the Maesers of the first one should be in the second one, you're doing Maeser Rishon and Maeser Sheni together at the same time. So that's a violation, right? That's not doing it in order, right? Doing it same time is not in the order. So, Shokavash Deshivas Ka'achas. V'yala Shnia. And in the second basket, it's Nasei and the Losasei. Why? Because you're going to be doing all the maestros from the first basket before the second basket starts. You're going to do maestro sheni of the first basket before the maestro rishon of the second basket. And that's a violation. Shekava shnei shemos ka'achas. Number one, you violate the essay. And also, v'shektim sheni shavarishona l'risho shebishniya. The maestro sheni of the first one you're doing before you start the maestro, so the maestro rishon of the second one. And that is a violation. Even though, the mafarshim point out, even though, let's say I have two totally separate areas of produce that I'm being mafresh. I don't have to do to one and do all the Maaser Rishon from that one and then go to the second one and do all the Maaser Rishon from that one and then go back to the first one. If they're two separate bundles or areas, I could do all the Maasers from one area. I could do the Truma and the Maaser Rishon and the Truma Spicer and the Maaser Sheni and everything and then go over to the next one and start. That's not a violation. It seems though that here you're looking at these two baskets together. You're looking at it as one unit. So it's not like two separate things, and that's why it is a problem, because it's all being looked at as one unit, right? That's what the Mefarshim say. The Rosh Sirlio emphasizes that as he talks about this issue. This is the case of Rishona and Shnia. If you look in the Amara folder, he notes that we had earlier back on Daf Yud Aleph a daya in the Gemara that you don't have to worry about the order when it comes to Dmai. Some of you might remember that. Rabbi Yochanan said in the end of the first parak, Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, Mutal Haktim Sheni Lish Risha Dmai. So why is there a problem here? So either you have to say that we're talking about Tevel here, but that would be tough because we're talking about Tevel, where's the Truma? Unless you say it's Tevel and the Truma was taken off in the granary, in the silo, as the language we had before from the Grud, that you never let Chua leave the Goren without being mafresh. That was the Grud's Lashon. The Truma Gedola, Yefsha Shagorn Shetayaker, Elebke Nitruma Mena Truma Gedola. So you can say we're talking about Tevel, or the Mara Folda says that this is Machlokas, right? Rabbi Chanina holds, like the other Amoran, that is Asur. You have to keep it in order, even if it is Dmai. Okay, so either way, one of those two answers. Good. The mitzvah of the order, we've mentioned in the past, but let's just read it again. The mitzvah, the Sefer Chena quotes this in Mitzvah Ayin Beis, in Parshas Mishpatim, that there's shlola haktim chukei atuos, right? That you can't be makdim the rules, the order. Shlola haktim chukei atuos ksasam aksasam ella shenotziem kiseder. Right? Exactly when you have tevel, you have to do it exactly in order. This and then this and then this and then this. The chiddush of our Mishnah, of our Gemara, is that it's not only a question of order. Not that you shouldn't go out of order, but you need to go in order. And that's why even simultaneity is not good enough. Mishar shei mitzvah, the chiddush says the shorsh of this mitzvah, ki be'asos v'dram al sidron lo yavu behem ha'ir b'vatos. You can add this to the line, to the examples of a siyog da'oraisa. Right? If we go in order, then we don't make mess ups. We don't make mess ups and mistakes. Uksheina na'asim kein yeh hatos nimso bem tamid. If you don't go in order, then there's always going to be mistakes in terms of the ratios. Since the importance of Shumas and Maestros, Sivanu Hashem Yizbarach lihizor bem harbe. Hashem told us to be careful with them very much. Lo lavo becheshbonan lidetos laolam ubshamano to mizem and amakubalam nekabel. That's my suggestion, right? It's siyag darais. If you hear anything better, you know, I will listen, says the Sefer HaChinuch. But that's the Sefer HaChinuch, and he says, V'noheged b'schar b'n kevis b'eretz Yisrael, that he says the over alav the hiktim dvarim elu zula zu dino ka over al mitzvah samelach aval ein lokan alav shekach nisbar sham b'truma she'ein bazeh b'lav malchus. So you're not going to get malchus for this. Why? This machlokas tanoim in Tzvur Davdalad we paskin lekula that one won't get one won't violate. But that's in terms of the iser of going out of order. Okay, so we continue with the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says two other big topics coming up today. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Meir. Which case of Rabbi Meir where somebody says that I want to do A in B and B in A, we are what we call Tfos Lashon Rishon. That's the language of the Bavli. That Rabbi Meir goes by the first thing you said. If you say two things one after another, we don't assume that you wanted to say both things at once. You're just human, so you can't say both things at once. You're not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like B'dibur Echa Ne'emru, as we know by Anochi and Lo Yelecha, and Chazal say it by all of the and all of those as Chazal quote, but we can't do that, so we have to say one after another. So if we say one after another, do we only go by the first thing I said, Tfos Lashon Rishon, or do I look at both? So Remeir holds Tfos Lashon Rishon. So Remeir Amar Einat Tofes Al Risha Rishon Bovad. Remeir says go by the first thing you said. So to in our Mishnah, when I say I want the mitzvahs of A and B, and B and A, so you only go A and B works. And B and A, you reject, and it's meaningless. Where does Rabbi Meir say that? In the Mishnah Mesechas Temura. Tanan Tanina, we learned in Temura, Harezu Tura Solo Tura Shlamim, I want this carbon. I have an animal. And then I have another animal. And I say, I have a carbon, and then I say about this other chulit animal, I want this to be a Temura. The Isser Daraisa of substituting, I want this animal to be a Temura Sola, Temura Shlamim. I want to be Tumuras Ola Shlamim. Harezu, Tumuras Ola, Devere Meir. Meir says you go by the first thing you said, Tumuras Ola, and once it's an Ola, it can't be a Shlamim. And therefore, says Rabbi Meir, you go by the first thing you said. And that's what Rabbi Lazar says, that our Mishnah must be like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. The Shita of Rabbi Elazar. There's a Machlokas there. In Tumurah Daf Chafei, Machlokas to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says this to read the Mishnah. Harizet Tumuras Ola Haru Tumuras Shlamim. Harizet Tumuras Ola Div Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Im Lakach Nes Kavein Tchila. If this is what your kavana was originally, you wanted this animal to be both Tumura Ola and Shlamim. You just couldn't say the words at the same time. Im Lakach Nes Kavein Tchila. Hoav Yevshal Likros Nei Shemos Keachas. Since you can't say both words at once, Tavar of Kayamim. His words are good. And what happens? This animal has the kedusha of Tumura Ola and Shlamim. So you can't bring an animal as an Ola and a Shlamim, so you have to wait till it gets a Mum, and then sell the money and bring half of the money, with half the money bring a carbon Ola, and half the money bring a carbon Shlamim. So both are Kaya. V'misha Amar Tumuras Ola, Nimlach V'yamar is a Tumuras Shlamim, but if you change your mind, then Rabbi Yossi agrees. How is it Tumuras Ola? Then Rabbi Yossi agrees, this is a Tumuras Ola, he'll agree that you can't change your mind. So that is the Mishnah here in Temura daf chafei. So the Gemara says that it must be that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir's opinion, because Rabbi Meir is the one that says Tfos Lashon Rishon. So there's something to say about Temura, but let's continue first. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, the Amora Rabbi Yossi. Not the Rabbi Yossi that we're talking about like in the Mishnah, but there's an Amora named Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, having a sovereign Meimar, I would have thought, I always thought, Ma Pligi Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan, the Machlokas, we remember in the Rabbanan about Tfos Lashon Rishon or not, La'achar Kedei Dibur. That's only where the second phrase was said after Kedei Dibur. After a few seconds, as we know, the time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori, I thought, that's the Machlokas, where it was after Kedei Dibur. Abo Betol Kedei Dibur Lo. I would have thought that if it's B'tok de Dibur, then everybody would agree. Then even our mayor agrees. That you just can't say both things at once. And it's B'tok de Dibur, that's what you wanted to say. So the Kedusha is combined. I would have thought that. But, Min Mada Amar Rabbi Elazar, but once Rabbi Elazar says that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir he, so then, Hada Amar Afilo B'tok de Dibur, Eino Chozerbo. I realize that Rabbi Meir Shita is even B'tok de Dibur. Even B'tok de Dibur, Rabbi Meir holds that you cannot be Chozerbo by this case of Temura. This could be one of the exceptions to the rule of Tokhtei Dibur, as we'll see. Where do you see that? from the comment that the fact that Reb Meir is the author of our Mishnah, also in our Mishnah, so what, how does that show that it's even lachak de dibur? Why ki? Tibas nisa, masro say in maestro is kalkala bechaver to karashem, because the seifa of the Mishnah, the case says that what works where he says it should be simultaneous. Because he was koveya both exactly at the same time. But the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara say a different case? Not exactly, he says simultaneous. If everybody agrees in the case of Tok de Dibur, the Mishnah could have said that case. And Kavachomer, the case of simultaneity. Hazeh Zeh, Einat Tobis al Risha Risha Bovad. But the fact that it didn't say that, it must be that if it's one after another, even if Tok de Dibur, then it must be, it wouldn't work. The only case that Remeir is Modet, we assume Remeir is the author of the last line of the Mishnah, if he's the author of the previous part of the Mishnah. So if Remeir only agrees by a case of actual simultaneity, it must be that anything less than that, including Toka de Dibur, he would not agree to. Right? And that's the Araya that Rabbi Yossi says. The fact that Rabbi Elazar said that this, our Mishnah, is only according to Rabbi Meir, and the Machlok of the Meir Rabbi Yossi applies to our Mishnah, that is a Araya that it applies even La'achar Kedei Dibur. Stop there for a moment, as we talk a little bit about Tzmura and Toka de Dibur. So Tzmura, whenever Tzmura comes up, I like to quote the Rambam. The Rambam, many halachas of the Rambam, but the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Tzmura, the end of Karbanos, the end of Sefer Karbanos, the Rambam discusses the Tamei HaMitzvahs of Tzmura, the last halacha in Sefer Karbanos, which the Rambam often waxes poetic and machshava full, the last halacha of various svarim. So the Rambam says, Alva Vishakol Chukia Torah Gzeros Haim, Kamosha Biyarno, even though Chukia Torah are all Gzeros, Ro'ui L'Hisbonin Bahen. Even though all the mitzvahs are Gzeros HaKasav, it's appropriate to think about them. Ro'ui L'Hisbonin Bahen. V'chol Davar, V'chol Shad, Yachol Liten Lotam, Tein Lotam. And anything you can explain and understand, explain it. Hari Amru HaChacham Marishonim, Sha'amelech Shlomo, Haven Rov HaTa'amim Shakol Chukia Torah. Shlomo Melech understood most of the Torah. Yiraliyah. Then the Rambam says, okay, so here's my best effort to understand Tzmura. The issur of substitution. I have an animal A, I want to switch it to animal B. Even if animal B is more plump and more expensive, you can't switch it. And if you try to switch it, they're both kadosh. So Yirali. Shezesha amara kasav, ayahu smura so ye kodesh, ki inyin shenemar, vima makdash, yigdals besov, yosef chabishis, kesav erkechalav. It's like, when an owner redeems something from the Beis HaMikdash, he has to add on a chomesh. Same idea. What does the Rama mean? Yorda Torah l'sof achshav es ha'adam, fiksas yitzro hara. The Torah goes deep down into our psyche, into our yitzahara. Shetibo shel adam no tela harbos kinyano, v'lachos amamono. We want to be marbe in our assets. We want to make sure that we have enough to keep us comfortable. V'yava bishanada v'hikdash, even if we would give something away, we were nodir, we were makdashid, efshar shachazar bo, v'nichem v'yifte b'pachat b'shavyo, maybe I'll want to take it back. I'll take it back and I'll redeem it and I'll take it back for less than it's worth. The Torah says, what, you're being paid to your own thing? You got to add on a chomesh, just to keep it safe. Amritur and padel atzmo, Yosef chomesh. Also like it maybe a siyag daraisa. V'chenem hikdash behem ma'pnushas aguf. And also our case, if you're makdash an animal, Shema Yachzer Bo V'Yomar Tovu, right? Says, I'm sorry, Shema Yachzer Bo V'Kiva Shed Yachol Of Dosa Yachli Fena B'Pechusa B'Mena. Maybe you'll just switch it with one that's worse. V'Ptita L'Rishos L'Haklif Hara B'Yafe Yachlif HaYafe B'Ra. And if you can switch it with a better animal, you back up to switch it with a worse animal, V'Yomar Tovu. L'Fichach Sasam HaKasav B'Fanav Shelo Yachlif V'Katsuim Hichlif. The Torah closes the door with any switching. The Rambam adds the beautiful line, which I said in the past is like a refrigerator line. Belongs on the fridge. All of these mitzvahs are to shape our yetzer and to fix our midos. The rov dinei Torah, einan ela etzos merachok migadol ha'etza. Most dinei Torah are wisdom from afar from the great advisor. Wisdom from afar. Eitzos meirachog migadol eitza. Lasakin adeos uliyasher kol hamasim. V'rov dini atora einon ela eitzos meirachog mirachog eitza. Lasakin adeos uliyasher kol hamasim. That's the Rambam relating to Tzmura. The rating to Tzmura. So again, that's what we're talking about here. Tzmura's olah, Tzmura's shlamim, v'chulu. The other sugya to talk about here a little bit, again, big topic, is Toka de Dibur. Right? Rabbi Yossi had a havamina that the machlokas between them is other lachrak de Dibur. But Toka de Dibur, even Rameir would agree that you're tfos both lashonos. But since the Gemara related, Tzitzer Belazar related the Machlokas even to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is clearly even Tokhet de Dibur, still must be there. Meir Shita is even Tokhet de Dibur, you can't be Chozerba. The Gemara does say that there are four exceptions to the rule of Tokhet de Dibur. That's the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin, where the Gemara says, you always say Tokhet de Dibur Kedibur Dami, and therefore you could always be Chozerbo. Except for, v'ilchus tokhet de'dibur k'dibur chutz mi'magadeif v'oved avodas kochavim u'mekadesh u'megarish. Except for cursing God, avodah zarah, mekadesh u'megarish, marriage and divorce. Those are the four exceptions to the rule of tokhet de'dibur. So some say that may be included, like what about Rav Meir here? He argues on this principle. Or one might say, put this on the list of hekdish and Kiddushin parallels. Right, the Rambam says in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. The Rambam says Perek Tesvav Halacha Al Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. Homer Vladasir Zuola Vishlamim Dvarav Kayamim. If somebody says the Vlad of this Ola should be a Shlamim, it works. He Shlamim Vlada Ola Im Lakakas Kavi Dvarav Kayamim. Vimachar Shagarma Believe of Azivizvazar Shlamim Chazarbova Vlada Ola Avish Chazarbotok de Dibor. Hari Vlada Shlamim. Why? Shin Chazarat Behektish Afil Tok de Dibor. The Rambam says, there's no Tokhet de'dibur chazara by Hektish. Where did the Rambam get that from? Right, our Gemara only has four exceptions. Right, the Gemara of Babasra has two exceptions. But you assume, right, it just says Kiddushin, so we assume Gerushin is included. And it says only Avodah Zarah Megadeif, but we include the other one. Either way, where's Hektish? So some say, what the Rambam assumes, maybe Hektish could have the same rules as Kiddushin. There are parallels to that. But the Ran says here, quotes a Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Rishonim, whether Tokhet de'dibur is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. There are some Rishonim that say it's a takana d'rabbanan. Takana d'rabbanan to allow, if you happen to see your Rebbe and you're about to make a business deal, we don't want you to have to ignore your Rebbe. So takantahu the tikkun rabbanan, mishum talmud alokech mekach upaga barabo, sheyucha litin lo shalom. The hishvu midosein b'chol mili bar mihani. Right, that's the Rabbeinu Tam and some Ba'ali Atosis. The Ran doesn't like that. The Ran says, lo nichali. Fribezin masin lakar dovermen haTorah la olam bekum vaasei benedarim. No, there's a different shot, and that is no. That there's a certain level of das that we give flexibility for within a certain amount of time, but you know within that time you're able to go back. But says the Ran, these four. Why are these four different? So again, if something is drabbanan, then it's always easier to have exceptions. But if something is daraisa, the Ran says that these four have a heightened level of das requirement. So if you have expressions of das here, it must be that you're serious. Kivan de chamire kule hai, ein adam osa osam, ela bahaskama gemura. You have a higher level of standard. Umishem hachi, chazara afilu tokhet de'dibur, lo mahani. That's the Iran. These four have a higher level of das standard. That's tokhet de'dibur. But this Gemara in Nedarim, once we have it open to Pei Zayin, is a crucial Gemara in understanding the lumdus of Tokhet de'dibur and how it works. Because usually we think of Tokhet de'dibur, the lowest level, so to speak, of understanding, is a schus chazara. You're able to retract. Right? The Torah allows you to give you a retraction time. Really, you said what you said, but you have some retraction time. That's Tokhet de'dibur. But the Gemara here in Nedar Pei Zayin seems to be deeper than that. Because the Gemara talks about if somebody tears Kriya because they lost a relative, so they're Yossi de Kriya. What happens if they tore Kriya because they thought their relative died, then they find out afterwards that the relative hadn't died yet. But now the relative died. So now what? So really it was too late. You can't tear Kriya before the relative died, even if you thought he died. So you have to tear again. Unless, the Gemara says, if the relative died within Tokhet de'dibur of your Kriya, so then you would Yotzi the Kriya. Even though the kriya was before the person died. How did that work? So if the Tokhet de'dibur is only a schus chazara, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Schus chazara, you're not being chozer, you're not going back. But if you say, like, Asam Achronim, the Rosh Shimon Shkap expands on this, and there are many others in their own way. If you say that Tokhet de'dibur means you look at time in certain halachic increments, right? Time is not looked at as seconds or, minutes. It's looked at Tokhet de'dibur units. So if an increment of time is looked at that, so that's how you can understand. That's how you can understand the idea of being the Yotze Yedei Kriya even afterwards, because that's how you can look at it. The Rav Shimon. V'nira devade, daklal bazeh, da'asu chazal gvul ma nikra b'bas achas, u ma nikra b'zeh achar zeh. D'koshnei dvar matchufim zeh achar zeh, chashuv kilu b'bas achas. Right? It's considered basachas. That's how you measure time. Okay, let's continue. The next few lines of the Gemara, the Girsos here are all different. We're going to go with a little bit of the Mara Fulda and a little bit of the Gra. So the Gemara says, Amar Avina, Modim Reb Meir, the Chachamim. Reb Meir would agree to the Chachamim. Reb Meir usually says that you go by Tosfos Rishon, would agree to the Chachamim if he says, Ba'omer Tmurazu Tachtehen. Right, what if you Ola and a Shlamim standing there and you say the animal, the Torah, this should be instead of both of them. So that's kind of like a last, the end of our Mishnah, right? Simultaneous. Then Chayli Shteyim. So then both Chaluyos are Chal. That would be a case where you agree because it's not one before another. They're both together. And now the Gra says, Umode Rabbi Meir Lechachamim Bomer Behemazu Tmura Tachas Shnei Zvachim Elu Shechalu Shnehem. Right, any of those, that works. Whenever you try to say, it's going to be both of them. Why? Now back to the Gemara. Mebnei Shekava Shnei Shemos Ka'achas. Because you will kovea two at once. It's like the Seifa of our Mishnah. Hazeh achar zeh, einat tofes la'risha rishon bavad. If you ever try one in front of another, that's not good enough. Fine. Says the Gemara now, is this really true? What we've said, lochein amar shul bar Rav Yitzchak b'shem Rav Huna amar zu tmuras ola chozer bo b'toch de dibur. Right, doesn't Rav Meir agree that if it is token of dibur, that you can't be chozer bo, right? Arguing on the mashmos that Rabbi Yossi said before, the Gemara says really it depends. Kan be miskavin lefachos, kan be miskavin lahosef. What does that mean? The way the Mara Folda explains it, in a case where it's within token of dibur and you want to make it an ola and then switch it, no, I only want to make it a shlamim lefachos. So then you can switch it token of dibur. If you're going down in kedusha, from I want to make it ola, I want to switch it back to a shlamim. I'm changing my mind. So that maybe Reb Meir would agree. Kind of miskaven lahosif. But in the other cases, no. It's that the animal is an ola. Now you want to add on to that kedusha also kedusha shlamim. So that doesn't work. If you want to switch it, take away what you did and put something else in, so maybe that could work. But if you want to add on, the way the Mara Fold explains it, right? That's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Period. We'll have to stop there. We will talk more about Tokot Dibur next time.